Welcome. So happy it's Thursday. It's ESPN 1700 AM, the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. In studio with us today, full house. Five of them in here today. All five of us. Three guests. We've got Sean Wamsted, as well as Alexander Shaloff with Bernstein Global Wealth Management. Both in here with us to, I guess, express the six dynamics of wealth management. But before we get to that, I wanted to kind of point out a couple unique facts here about Sean. He has four kids. That is a lot of children. He's the vice president of global wealth management there at Bernstein, as well as an attorney, non-practicing attorney anymore. Also a real estate broker. That is a lot. Well, welcome.
Yes, thank you, Ryan.
Both you guys. Also, Chris Joseph, a repeat offender.
Absolutely. Welcome back.
Thank you. Feels good.
Chris Joseph comes from us from McKinney Advisory Group. He's a commercial broker, specializes in tenant and buyer rep. Only works, I guess, for the little guy, so to speak, right? Doesn't work for the man.
That's right. Yeah. Representing corporate America.
Excellent. Specializes in industrial and office space. And what we kind of gathered from last time he was on the show, he's kind of more of a business coach, meaning that he's just not there to move you into that lease or not, but decide what makes more sense for you. There are times when buying the property makes more sense as opposed to renting it. And we're going to walk through a little bit of that ahead of us. Topics for today, as I mentioned, the six dynamics of wealth management, one of which is tax management. And we're going to really focus on that one, as well as the 10 most important points to consider in a commercial deal. And that's really to decide if it makes sense to buy or rent.
Correct.
When you're working in commercial space. Before we really get down to the nuts and bolts of all that, I have a bit of an announcement.
Absolutely, you do.
I'm a new father.
Whoa.
Yeah. That's right.
My wife had a baby this past Friday. McKay is her name.
The official name is
official
McKay.
Official now. It's McKay.
Make a note
Two
of that
capitals.
One.
Yes. Make a note of that. She was born Friday night. So shout out to baby McKay.
Yeah. Shout out to baby McKay.
Congratulations.
And to your wife as well.
Yes. And to my wife. Well
that's
put.
Right.
Well put. How about she's listening?
I heard it was quite an easy labor, even though we can't necessarily say that, but it was like 10 minutes, right?
Well, I'm not quite convinced she would characterize it as easy, but I believe it was 10 minutes. Yes, so it was just about 10 minutes long, yes. Okay, Sean.
Yes.
Six dynamics of wealth management. Why do we care?
Well, I think you should be able to care, Ryan, because with the market volatility as of late, there are things that the average investor needs to be aware of in how their money is managed. In particular, the six dynamics are asset allocation, rebalancing, tax management, overlap security management, currency, which actually does not get enough airplay in the investment world. A lot of advisors say that's a zero-sum game, but as the markets become more global, is a very important factor, especially what's going on over the last few years. And then lastly, probably most importantly, is transparency. With Dodd-Frank being enacted, people are looking more under the microscope of if there's any conflicts of interest, how and what fees they're being charged. So really, those are the six dynamics.
So we can go to your website, which is seanwamsted.com. That's SHAWNWAMSTAD, SeanWamsted.com, to find out more about all of these. And we're going to get a chance to talk about a few of them. But you had mentioned things that are happening in the market right now makes these six dynamics especially important. Give me an example of what's going on in the market right now that means I need to look at these things really closely.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of investors are still reeling from the financial meltdown a few years ago. There's been a nice recovery, obviously, over the last few years. But when things are good, people really don't examine how their money is being managed with transparency. A lot of firms do a lot of different things. We call it the supermarket approach. They do lending. They do banking. They actually can buy and sell assets on their own account. But when people start to lose money, they start looking at things a little bit more closely. Why is my investment firm taking the opposite side of investment is for me? Why are they recommending to maybe sell an asset when they're actually buying it themselves?
I guess the question is really, what would be the answer? Is it because if they move the money around, they're going to make more money on you? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, that's a great point. The primary reason is there's a lot of money to be made for a firm to buy and sell assets on their own account. Okay. So we as a firm, all we do is investment research and management. We don't do any of these ancillary services because as fiduciaries, we're not stockbrokers. It's in our client's best interest to do one thing and one thing only, and that's manage their money. It's kind of a novel idea, but we think it's the best approach.
Now, explain that one more time because I'm not quite sure I 100% got that. What is it that you guys don't do that doesn't cause this breach in fiduciary duties?
I'll you know, hopefully give you an example of you know, what happened with the financial meltdown is mortgages, you know, mortgage-backed securities. A lot of those were underwritten very poorly, and a lot of firms bought them at the wrong time, and they realized that they had to get them off their balance sheets. Well, there's supposedly Chinese walls in place, but unfortunately what happened a lot of the times is they had clients there who, you know, unknowingly sometimes were, you know, being sold those products and buying them. So if we think about that, the firm doesn't like that investment. They're trying to get it off their balance sheet. Where's the easiest place to put it?
Sell it to
some existing clients. Yeah.
Got it.
So
got it.
That was really the outrage in Washington with Dodd-Frank, mm-hmm. as you start looking at that. Mm-hmm. And it's been cleaned up somewhat. You know, they've done their job, but we as a firm, we do not partake in any of those businesses, and most importantly, buying and sell assets for our own account.
We're on with Sean Wamstead, Vice President of Bernstein Global Wealth Management. His website, seanwamstead.com. That's SeanWamstad.com, seanwamstead.com. Going over the six dynamics of wealth management, well, let's start with briefly talking about the asset allocation part.
Sure. So when we think about asset allocation, it really is trying to determine the appropriate mix for a specific client's investment plan, making sure that that blend between safe assets and risk assets makes sense given what an investor is trying to earn over time. And there was actually a really interesting article in the New York Times a couple of weeks ago, which we contributed to, which talked about how a lot of current retirees and folks that are coming right up on retirement age have gotten their asset allocation completely screwed up, that they don't have enough investments put in place in risk assets. And frankly, they're hiding out in safety because they're scared. As Sean said, they're scared from what happened in 2008, and they still haven't recovered, and they are misallocated. And getting that asset allocation right, how much in safe, how much in risk, so that you can earn the return over time, that's something that, while it sounds easy, it's very, very difficult because even though everyone wants to make return, you have to be willing to have exposure on a day like today where the Dow is off 350 points. That doesn't feel good. But if your allocation is built the right way, you know full and well you're going to experience that kind of stuff, but you're still going to be able to make it in the long run.
So the asset allocation is to hopefully allow you to weather the storm better than with an inappropriate asset allocation, I suppose.
Yeah, and that's frankly, a lot of people have made the mistake of just going all in or all out, right? It's a binary decision. I'm either going to own everything today or tomorrow I'll just sit in cash and wait it out. And unfortunately, if you've been one of those kind of investors, you've been waiting it out for the last 3-4 years and you haven't made anything. While people with the right kind of allocations that have some exposure to the market, you know, they're up 30, 40, 50, 60, 70%, frankly, in this rally.
It kind of sounds like that's your specialty, so thanks for sharing that with us. That was Alexander Shaloff. Additionally, tax management is one of the six you mentioned, and it certainly does make sense. You say here that it's the biggest expense an investor pays. We're going to focus a whole segment on talking about tax management. Additionally, right up the commercial, the 10 most important points to consider in a commercial real estate deal. Coming up after the break.
The law is on your side. That's right. The laws are designed to protect consumers from being riddled with debt. They're designed that way so that you can become debt-free and get a fresh start. You should do what I did. When I had financial stress, I called William McDonald with the McDonald Legal Group. Find out how you can use the law to your advantage. Delete your debt and keep your stuff. You got credit card debt, timeshares, old IRS debt, collections, medical bills, any of this stuff can be wiped away with the Chapter 7 bankruptcy, and it only takes 100 days. Call William McDonald today, 800-997-1235. 800-997-1235 or go online, sandiegobankruptcy.us. 800-997-1235.
This is Lisa with the McDonald Legal Group. We are a debt relief agency. We help people file for bankruptcy relief under the bankruptcy code.
Just having an estate plan or trust in place isn't always enough to make difficult times less challenging for you and your family. Life is full of change. This is why it's so important to have your estate documents reviewed regularly. Contact my attorney, Jared Causa, with Neil Diamant Law Firm, and find out if a review of your estate plan is needed. 619-238-1712. Since life changes so quickly, make sure your estate is properly handled. 619-238-1712 for your free consultation. Just mention Mr. Credit. 619-238-1712.
If you were selected to be a booth officer on Election Day, congratulations. Your participation will make it possible for the people of Baja California to keep living in democracy. Attend the training sessions and don't miss out on Election Day in Baja California. Trust in yourself. This July 7th, everyone counts. Make sure you get out and vote. Electoral Institute of Citizen Participation of the State of Baja California. Public money doesn't come from the deputies, it comes from the people. Kiko Vega's government will allocate much of the congressional budget for things that help you. In his government, only those who have a true vocation of service will be allowed on his staff. He is going to stimulate the creation of new employment with support to the small companies that give work to women and the elderly so that you can have a good job and you can buy more with your money. He is Kiko Vega, and with your vote, he will be a governor at your service because with him, the people are in charge. United for Baja California.
Hi, Credit Repair Mike here. I'm very happy to be the only credit repair company recommended by Mr. Credit, and I hope the information I've brought to the show has helped you in some way. Right now, our company is growing so rapidly that we are looking to hire more sales agents immediately. So if you know someone who is out of work and wants to make some extra money, we have both full-time and part-time positions available. Our credit repair program is only $4.99 per person. Yes, $4.99 per person no matter what. And we have a money-back guarantee. The program sells itself. That's why Mr. Credit recommends us. Because you can't get full-service credit repair this cheap from anywhere else. Call me, Credit Repair Mike, at 1-800-525-1349 to find out more. That's 1-800-525-1349. Or go to creditrepairmike.com. Creditrepairmike.com. That's creditrepairmike.com.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM is the Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from Sean Wamsted and Alexander Shaloff discussing the six dynamics of wealth management. We really only got through maybe one of them, asset allocation. And we're going to get to tax management here later on the show. But before we do, Chris Joseph is going to run us through a few of the most important points to consider in a commercial real estate deal.
Well, Chris, you know, one of the things that really attracts me to your firm is the fact that you guys really focus on the little guy. And in commercial lending and purchasing, what happens is people are looking at the financials and they're making a decision based on financials. And what you're looking at is deciding on whether or not someone should really lease property or purchase property. So, you know, you've got 10 points to consider when making that kind of decision. So hit me. What do you got?
Well, first I want to put a little framework back there to say why we are discussing this. First is uncertain times are ahead of us. We're in uncertain times now. And so you want to create that flexibility. The times are changing. You want to mitigate your risk. You want to ultimately convert your fixed cost into variable cost to flow with your business. Whether you're in expansion mode or contractions mode, you want to ensure your safety for current but the future of your business. You know, we're at 2% GDP now, and who really feels comfortable with the economy? We want to get to a 4 to 6% GDP to know that the economy has some legs. You know, it is a global market now, and there are other countries still struggling, and a couple other countries that may be in for some tough times too. So the two major obstacles for business is labor cost, and the second is real estate cost. You look at labor cost, that's easily fixed. Now, real estate isn't as easily fixed if you don't plan ahead. So it is very important to understand your current situation, whether you're leasing or purchasing. But, you know, with a soft economy like today, there are some holes that you can take advantage of in both scenarios.
So, Chris, I think what you're really saying is that if you're currently a commercial leasing business,
sure,
you need to look at that lease and see when that thing is up, because if it's coming up pretty soon, you know, the cost may rise.
Yes.
And so you're the kind of firm that reviews those sort of things and figures out whether or not it may be time to purchase that property or maybe time to maybe move the company altogether.
Sure, absolutely. Well, the first thing you want to look at is, like I said, no one has a crystal ball, so no one could ultimately tell the future. The safest, I guess easiest way to approach the future is short-term lease deals with options to extend. That allows you to stay flexible, have your bricks and mortars of your building grow. By that, I'm saying take on adjacent space, renegotiate a lease at the end of a shorter-term lease throughout your options.
That is not what I expected you to say. I mean, most of the time when we're dealing with residential, right, people are saying secure a long-term lease, right, because you don't want the tenant to raise the rent on you and you want a secure place not to have to move. You're saying quite essentially somewhat the opposite, get a shorter-term lease so that you can negotiate the situation?
Well, you have to know your business before you can make that point. If you're a startup office user in 2,000 square feet, you're going to look a lot different than a manufacturer with major capital expenditures in their facility that's going to stay for a while. So, you know, I'm saying just as flexibility-wise, shorter-term lease with options.
And that actually makes sense right now that I think about it, because a lot of businesses are growing in this economy, being what it is. They're growing in leaps and bounds. Mm-hmm. And there's something to be said about growing too fast, right?
Absolutely.
But also, you want to have that lease in place so that you do, if you do need to grow, you can actually do it and do it smoothly.
You're very right. But you can expand your business on a purchase, too. There are many ways about that, and that's why I came up with the 10 points to consider when leasing or buying. So the first, probably most obvious point would be the initial cost of the property. Now, since we are in a soft market, there are holes and there are still buildings going back to the banks, going into receivership. So there are some...
It's still happening,
it's
huh?
It's still happening.
So we're still in a commercial soft market.
Yes, and you have to look at each market for what it's worth. If you look at San Francisco, that's a lot different than Cleveland.
So when did the commercial market peak?
When?
Yeah, when? What year? Like, I can look back at residential and say it was probably summer of 2005. When did commercial? Was it about the same time?
About the same time. I would say you got another 18 months after that, it peaked.
Okay. You're
looking at Q3 of 2007, Q4, it peaked, and then you started seeing some problems.
So we've come down from that, obviously the soft part. How soft is it? What percentage off the top would you say it is?
Well, you can't really look at a commercial market across the country. You have to really specify on a market.
Sure, just like you do with residential here. I mean, the market here is booming, and people say in Palm Springs it's not booming so much, and people say in Florida not so much. But, you know, with the way things are going right now, some people are frankly predicting that this trend is going to continue on out. So that may be the same case with commercial.
Exactly. It is the same case. But you, once again, you have to look at that 2% GDP. But first, I guess, point one would be your initial cost of property. If you could find a below replacement cost, below market rates to purchase a property, don't be fearful. You know, it is time to take chances and risks, but look at that initial cost of the property.
If you're just tuning in, we are on the line with Chris Joseph, commercial broker with McKinney Advisory Group. The direct line for McKinney Advisory Group, if you wanted to have your lease reviewed, is 858-877-8106. That's the number, 858-877-8106. And of course, McKinneyAdvisory.com. You can get this list of the 10 points to consider when making a business commercial business decision from the website.
Correct. And that actually was my cell phone number. So you can call me direct.
There you go.
Perfect. Yeah, so if you have any questions, whether your current situation is right, you know, it's time to talk to someone, a professional that can understand growth strategy as well as contraction strategy, because, you know, you never know what situations you're going to get in.
Well, obviously, initial cost is a factor. And it would seem to me that when you purchase commercial real estate, taxes are also a factor as well.
Exactly. That is number two on the list. There's a pre-tax and after-tax occupancy cost. Now, depending on your corporate structure or your tax structure, it will affect you in different ways. But there are some great benefits that the state of California does give to property owners, probably in the same as residential that you see. You get some tax breaks through being ownership. But once again, there are different levels of tax savings or benefits that you could fall into.
So one being, if you get a mortgage on your commercial building, you're able to depreciate the interest or write off the interest. Is
exactly.
That, okay. And there's also what just depreciating the building.
Yeah, you depreciate the building. It's called accelerated depreciation, more commonly known as cost segregation, where you can depreciate parts of the building quicker than others. A lot of people lump it together as one building over a certain life, but you could actually depreciate the carpet and the parking lot and the roof at different times to ultimately lower your basis.
Yeah, obviously net more at the end of the day.
Better cash flow.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I would also think as a business owner, having control of the building, if I wanted to put a big piece of equipment in here, I don't have to go through the big checklist of talking to the manager. You know, in fact, we had some issues with that on some of the properties we've leased before where, you know, they didn't want us to do certain things to the building and, you know, we felt frustrated with that process.
Absolutely.
Whereas if we owned it, we just make that decision.
And once again, that you could still control your asset if you lease, but you have to make sure that's in the lease. So there are options, leasing with the option to purchase, leasing with the option to get out early, leasing with the options to control your asset on a pass-through basis. Hey, we want to make $1 million worth of improvements in our three-story office building because it is necessary for us to attract clients.
Do you feel tenants are in control enough of the marketplace to be demanding such like that on the landlords? Is it still a tenant-driven market?
Commercial? Once again, it depends on the market. If you look
San
at
Diego.
If you look at San Diego, you still have to break it down further. South County, North County, Central. So you look at office market like UTC. Pretty high pretty low vacancies there. We're around 6%, 7% in Class B office. You look at Kearny Mesa Industrial, you're at 10, 11% vacancy.
I see.
And so really you have to understand where each market is and where your leverage is as a tenant. So if you're going down to the highest vacancy rate, which is National City in San Diego County, compared to a coastal property, you know that your leverage points are you could drive a better deal in National City compared to, you know, somewhere
sure,
two,
location,
three, four.
Location, location, location,
exactly.
As well as whatever your business model is, if it deals with location in terms of getting on the freeway or getting to the airport, or if it deals with walk-in traffic, all play a factor when you're sitting down with a client and you're trying to decide, you know, what is the best situation for your business.
Absolutely. And as you guys may know, Class A office is the first to rebound because they could reduce their price to a Class B type cost and fill it up quicker than a Class C who's, you know, scraping.
Mm-hmm. Okay, if you're just tuning in, we're on the line with Chris Joseph, commercial broker, going over the 10 points to consider when making a business commercial decision, whether lease or purchase. If you'd like to reach out and touch base with Chris, you can reach him at 858-519-3251. That's the number, 858-519-3251. Also on his website, McKinneyAdvisory.com. When we come back, we are actually going to talk more with Sean Wamstad, Vice President, Bernstein Global Wealth Management, about some of the things that are happening in our economy right now.
If you have student loans, listen very carefully to this message. Student loan debt in America recently passed credit card debt as the number one debt held by Americans. The good news is Congress has taken action and there is now a program that can help you save money on your student loans. Call 877-927-6864 right now if you want to save money on your student loans. That's 877-927-6864. You can consolidate your student loans into one low monthly payment, get your deferment time renewed, and even get some of the principal balance forgiven in some cases. You can change the repayment plan as often as you need. There are experts in this program ready for your call. 877-927-6864. That's 877-927-6864. You can stretch your repayment term out from 10 years to as much as 30 years if you need. 877-927-6864. 6-4 right now to save money on your student loans.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.99%, APR 4.16%, that payment could support a $282,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $215,000 mortgage. That's $67,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is John Feinstein, and this is a CBS Sports Minute. Tiger Woods is hurt again. The world's most delicate golfer says on his website, of course, where no one can ask him any questions, that he first hurt his left elbow while winning the Players' Championship in May and re-injured it at last week's U.S. Open. Question: if he hurt the elbow at the Players, why did he play in the Memorial Tournament rather than rest it for the Open? Another question: how come he only grimaced last week after poor shots? Does that sound cynical? Sure. And Woods has had numerous very real injuries in his career. But this sounds like he doesn't want to deal with hosting his event in Washington next week. Too much handshaking with sponsors. If he was playing for a $3 million appearance fee next week, there's a good chance he'd deal with the pain. Woods has a locker room nickname among his fellow pros: Drama Queen. Remember, they said it, not me. I'm John Feinstein.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Homeowners, in today's world, no neighborhood is immune from burglaries. Get a state-of-the-art monitored home security system from Protect Your Home, your authorized ADT dealer, and get peace of mind today. Call right now, 1-888-999-9408. 1-888-999-9408. Local permit fees may be required. License number CAAC06320, KY City of Louisville, 483, and FLEC133427. Call for additional numbers. Call now, 1-888-999-9408.
The new Subway $4 lunch is for everyone. It's for value seekers, for veggie eaters, for meat lovers, for spicy Italian lovers, for big appetites, for pickle people, for meatball dreamers, for fitness fanatics, for everyone who wants more of what they love. The new Subway $4 lunch. Tons of 6-inch subs to choose from, like the spicy Italian or meatball marinara, plus a 21-ounce drink all day, every day. It's for everyone. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Additional charges for extras, plus tax. See stores for $4 lunch selection. Prices higher in Alaska.
Hi, Tom Baudet. You know, Motel 6 is making impossible bucket lists possible. Have you always dreamed of doing a triathlon, climbing a mountain, or cycling across America? Well, if any of those are on your bucket list, Motel 6 can help make them more possible, if not less painful. We have over 1,100 locations in North America, all saving you more for what you travel for, like a good massage and some salve. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Hi, Mr. Credit here. I can't tell you how excited I am to have Bruce McPherson with Security One Lending as a regular guest on the show and my go-to guy for reverse mortgages. Listen, if you're 62 years or older and you own a home, whether you have a mortgage or not, chances are you can benefit from one of today's HECM reverse mortgage options. Just call Bruce McPherson at 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. You can just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Over the past 9 years, Bruce has really earned his reputation as an honest, ethical reverse mortgage advisor, and he is someone I genuinely trust, and you can too. Don't let old myths about reverse mortgages keep you from calling to get the facts. Today's government-insured HECM reverse mortgages are incredibly flexible, whether you need money now or just want to be prepared for the future. Call your local expert, Bruce McPherson, today and get all the answers you need for free. 866-223-7174. That's 866-223-7174. 866-223-7174 or just email reversemortgagebruce@gmail.com. Have you been selected for an audit by the IRS? Do you owe the IRS money and want to find a way to settle your account as quickly and easily as possible? Hi, Mr. Credit here. Listen, I had the IRS come knocking on my door over $600, which I didn't even owe them as it turns out. I know how scary this stuff can be. The good news is I know exactly what to do. My tax attorney, Jeffrey Kahn, is board certified and works only on tax-related issues. He understands how the IRS works and how to make the most of each situation. And get this, mention Mr. Credit when you call and get a free consultation and a tax resolution plan, $500 value, absolutely free. Call Jeffrey Kahn today at 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829 today and get these tax issues behind you as quickly as possible. 866-494-6829. That's 866-494-6829.
Welcome back. ESPN 1700 AM, Real Estate Radio Hour with your host,
David McKelvin.
And myself, Ryan White. We just heard from Chris Joseph, commercial broker with McKinney Advisory Group, talking about important points to consider in a commercial real estate deal. And it looks like we have a caller. Juanita, are you there?
Hi, yes, this is Juanita.
Hi there. How can we help you?
Hi, this is Chris.
Yes,
I'm
here.
But Chris is here.
Hi, Chris. You just seem like a gentleman with so much information. I am, you know, my husband lives in, we have children. We need to relocate to Central California. We were thinking, do you know, is that a good place to raise a family? What is the rate?
First of all, it depends on your business. If it's a distribution business, it's a great spot, and there's a lot of businesses moving to Fresno because of the accessibility to all of California. Now, a great place to raise a family, funny you ask, is I was raised there. So look how I turned out. No, it's a, there's a lot of opportunities in relocation. You see a lot of businesses relocating out of California, actually, to take advantage of different tax areas. And I think it's important to look at multiple markets when you are talking about your business, and quality of life and family is important to take into consideration.
Well, thank you. You just seem like someone I need to talk to. Do you have a website or something if I'm more interested in talking with you? Or
yes, McKinneyAdvisory.com. You could go on that website, and then you could seek me out on there. Chris Joseph, McKinneyAdvisory.com. Thank you very much
okay.
for the call.
And then also, would you be able to find homes in the Fresno area for us?
These gentlemen across the way might be able to help. I'm sure
we certainly can set you up with someone up in the Fresno area. Certainly can do that. They can get you the helpline. Let me give you the helpline number. It's 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. Call the number. Leave your information. It'll go to voicemail, and we'll get you in touch with the right person up in Fresno.
Well, that sounds great. Thank you so much. And, Chris, I'd love to hear you more on the station. And if you ever want to come back to Fresno, we would love to have you, I think.
Well, thank you very much.
And I hope that the family move is a good move for us. So I really appreciate you.
Thank you very much, Juanita.
Thank you, Juanita. Well, okay, Fresno it is, huh?
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Sean, focusing on tax management. That was one of the six dynamics of wealth management. And you've got, what is this, 5 or 6 points that are apparently very important when delving into the tax management aspect of it.
Yeah,
Talk us through those.
Maybe top three, right? I mean, there's a constant war going on right now between saving money and having to pay that money out. So I can see how the top three here got tax management.
Yeah, I mean, so taxes are the biggest expense an investor pays. Obviously, in California, with the heightened tax regime, this is becoming more and more of a focus. And what people don't realize is a portfolio should be managed differently based upon that investor's age and tax bracket. Unfortunately, what we see a lot of the times is the portfolio is managed in a cookie cutter fashion. You know, for instance, Ryan at age 38 in California earning, you know, X amount per year is a lot different than Ryan retired in Florida at age 70 with no income. But unfortunately, a lot of portfolios are managed the same way. But, you know, there's intricacies that should be taken into consideration. Like I said, the tax bracket and the age. And what we also see somewhat on the mismanagement side is where assets are placed in different types of accounts. So, for instance, in a retirement account, we have the benefit of tax deferral. You should have highly appreciated assets there, such as stocks, not necessarily bonds where you have muted growth. In addition to that, there's difference between, obviously, your tax-deferred retirement accounts and your personal accounts. What we see a lot of times that you have taxable bonds in your taxable accounts, which does not make any sense. You should have taxable bonds in your retirement account because you're not paying any taxes.
We're on with Sean Wamstead, Vice President, Bernstein's Global Wealth Management. His website, seanwamstead.com, SHAWNWAMSTAD.com, seanwamstead.com. Going over six dynamics of wealth management, one of which is tax management, and we're focusing on tax management. Sean, I'm going to have you back up and go over one more time highly appreciable assets and where they should be. But before we get to that, you have number one here. Taxes are the biggest expense an investor pays. Really? The biggest expense?
Yeah, that one jumps off the page for me because it just seems like, you know, the old Uncle Sam is right there taking the most.
Yep. Yeah. And unfortunately, the industry standard is, you know, tax management is given lip service. A lot of managers say they tax manage, but primarily what they're sometimes doing is just trying to make up for mistakes they make throughout the year of tax loss harvesting. And what that is if you have certain stocks or bonds that go down in value throughout the year, if you're expecting the market to go back up, you might sell those off at a loss and use those going forward. Well, just doing it arbitrarily at the end of the year is not that efficient. At our firm, we actually try to maximize the max after-tax return per trade. So for instance, once again, for each one of our clients, we know their outside capital gains, their federal tax rate, their state tax rate. That's taken consideration every single time. So that cost of taxes is the biggest one. And then, you know, going back to what I was saying about where to put highly appreciable assets, for instance, in your tax deferred or retirement account, that is where, you know, if you have the ability to have exposure to equities, that's where they should be, because the benefit of tax deferral is huge. It adds about 2% per year over the long run.
Wow. Substantial.
Yes, it is. And, looking at the, management from the tax perspective is something that we pride ourselves on. And as people near retirement, a lot of, one big question we get is, what should I spend from first? My taxable account that I've built up over the years after taxes, or from my retirement account? Once again, going back to the benefit of tax deferral, our best advice is you should principally spend from that taxable account first so you can have those assets grow free of tax over a number of years.
Well, I keep having you back up because I got some points I want to clarify. You mentioned something really unique in that you're working on an after-tax dollar on a per-trade or per-transaction basis as opposed to the end-of-the-year kind of umbrella, let's sell it and see what we can make happen. Now, explain one more time how that's beneficial.
Yeah, it is because it all adds up, okay? For instance, if I'm managing for taxes on a daily basis, as the market goes up and down, I can sometimes take those losses when they're more beneficial, or, for instance, if I think the tax hit is too much, I can wait for that. It's being proactive instead of reactive. And one specific type of plan that's become very popular with highly compensated professionals is a cash balance plan. So we have a lot of physicians who are clients who are high income producing, especially in California. This cash balance plan, it's technically a defined benefit plan, but when I tell most people this, they're shocked. Beginning at around age 50, these people that participate in this cash balance plan can sock away an additional $50,000 per year on a tax deferred basis on top of their 401k profit sharing. By age 60, an extra $200,000 per year that Uncle Sam doesn't get his hands on and he can use for retirement.
Those are big numbers. You're on the line here with Sean Wamstead, Vice President of Bernstein Global Wealth Management. His website, seanwamstead.com, seanwamstad.com, seanwamstead.com, or the helpline, 888-551-2593. That's the number, 888-551-2593. She mentioned something that I thought was pretty unique there. It seems like Bernstein's plan is to implement a beneficial tax strategy on a daily basis, as opposed to waiting to the end of the year and kind of doing it arbitrarily. That seems like a really unique feature that sets you apart.
Seems a lot like tax planning rather than financial planning. But at the same time, we're all still talking about saving money and making money.
Yeah, no, those are two great points. And yes, it is very unique in our industry, Ryan. Once again, we know the specific tax situation of every one of our clients. And the way we are able to manage for a max after-tax return per trade is that we've built up those systems over a number of years. So once again, taxes are the biggest expense you pay. And if you're an older person in a higher tax bracket, you should have a lot less turnover in your portfolio if you're a younger, lower income individual.
If you're just tuning in, we're on the line here with Sean Wamstead, Vice President of Bernstein Global Wealth Management, talking about the six dynamics of wealth management, focusing on tax management. We didn't get through all of them, but we got close. Go to his website, seanwamstead.com, for all the information. When we come back, we're going to get through maybe points, 4, 5, and 6 on Chris's list of the most important things to consider when in a commercial deal. Ahead of us when we come back.
Yo, what's up? Right Brand Bacon here. I'm the bigger, better bacon. Bacon that makes a bold statement. We're talking major slices of thick, meaty bacon. I'm so big you could serve me to the presidents on Mount Rushmore. When I'm on the grill sizzling, I smell so incredible. It attracts guys faster than a half-price bikini car wash. I'm so tender.
Right
so
Brand Bacon. Bigger, better bacon. Find out more at biggerbetterbacon.com.
Fram knows there are smooth roads, dirt roads, roads less traveled, and roads begging to be driven. Fram knows there are fast drivers, cautious drivers, drivers with a destination,
turn right ahead,
and drivers who are lost. That's why, no matter what you drive, no matter how you drive, no matter what oil you use, there's a Fram oil filter that helps keep your engine healthier longer. Find your Fram oil filter at your local automotive store.
Para resultados y más información acerca de este programa, consultar la página espnradio1700.com.
Are you getting the runaround from your bank about your loan modification? Hi, Timmy Two Sides here. If you want some help with a loan modification, call my attorney, Andrew Moore. Andrew is experienced, honest, and he'll shoot you straight about your chances. Plus, you won't pay a dime unless you get a loan mod offer from the bank. 800-682-0555. That's 800-682-0555 today to get honest advice at no charge at all unless you get results. 800-682-0555. That's 800-682-0555.
If you are considering a short sale or letting your home go to foreclosure, please listen carefully. There are laws in place to protect you and ways that you can get out of a bad real estate situation completely unharmed in almost every single case. But here's the important thing. Time is of the essence. I will help you 100% free on how to handle a short sale or foreclosure on your home while eliminating the damage done to your wallet. But I need you to call as soon as possible so we have all potential options available to you. Okay, this is the key. Call 888-888-0154. It's 888-888-0154, and just leave a message with your contact info and brief synopsis of the situation. That's it. It won't cost you a dime, but could save you a bundle. I don't want you to become one of those horror stories I hear about every day from people who didn't call me until it was too late. I'm doing it for free because it's my job. Let me do my job. Call 888-888-0154 right now for all the information you need to do what's best for you and your family with regard to your real estate. 888-888-0154. That's 888-888-0154.
In Baja California, it is not about promising jobs. It's about knowing how to create them. As a man of work and an entrepreneur, Kiko Vega knows how to do it. When he was mayor of Tijuana, he launched the My Credit program. Now he will stimulate the creation of more jobs in all of Baja California with more credits and support to companies that offer work to youngsters, women, and the elderly so that they can have good-paying jobs. He is Kiko Vega, and with your vote, he will be a governor at your service because with him, the people are in charge. United for Baja California.
Welcome back to ESPN 1700, the Real Estate Radio Hour, with your host,
Ryan White,
and myself, David McKelvin. We heard from Sean Walmsted, Vice President, Bernstein Global Wealth Management. You can reach Sean at his website at bernstein.com. If you have any questions about what he just went over, it was fantastic, the returns you guys were talking about, and the fact that you're going over each and every one of your clients' tax situations, and seems like play by play, really analyzing whether or not you should harvest that tax advantage now or wait. Chris Joseph, commercial broker with McKinney Advisory Group, is on the line talking with us about whether you should lease commercial property or whether or not you should purchase commercial property in today's economy. And there's a lot of changes happening right now. I mean, they came out and said they're not necessarily going to back mortgage securities anymore. Interest rates are going up a little bit. I mean, you know, when we talk about commercial real estate and whether or not the company should acquire real estate or release that real estate, it really gets to a strategy point. And that's where you come in. You're a strategist. You figure out exactly what that company should be doing. Is that right?
That's right. When we meet with a potential client, we don't come with solutions. We don't know what the problems are. We come with questions. We want to understand their business, their bottom line. What are their pain points? What are their growing strategies, their expansion, contraction? And if they even like being in the business, or their exit strategy. Let's talk about their exit strategy. If a business is looking for a two-year startup sell company, that's pretty beneficial to know and let your commercial real estate advisor understand before firing answers and solutions off to you. So a lot of businesses, you know, will acquire a commercial asset to say, hey, I want to take care of my retirement. This is something that we can invest in now, reduce our after-tax occupancy cost, and ultimately sell and have this as a retirement. But if they are, as a retirement plan, if they are looking to sell to or be acquired by a Fortune 500 company, those companies don't want that real estate. Mm-hmm. It is more of a burden.
Mm-hmm.
In some cases, you're saying, yeah, it is nice to have a headquarters. It looks like a legitimate business. We are owning.
Who doesn't want a headquarters?
Exactly. Who doesn't want a headquarters, right?
Right. But at the same time, if you do have a headquarters and the strategy is that, say, Google's going to come in and buy you, they don't need your headquarters anymore.
Correct.
You may be stuck with that asset that you may not necessarily need. Now you're stuck with renting it, or that could be part of your financial plan as a retirement program.
Absolutely correct. And that's something you need to strategize towards, because being a landlord is expensive. And as soon as you sell your business and the asset's still sitting, if it's sitting vacant, you still have to pay your capital expenditures, the upkeep, your roof, your HVAC system, all of that. So that can get pretty pricey. So really having a strategic plan on exit, whether it's retirement, whether it's a sell, but your exit strategy is so crucial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I can really see how this gets complicated. When you're sitting there trying to figure out whether or not leasing that property is going to be most beneficial for your company. And you've got ideas because you're on the front lines. You're studying commercial properties every day. In fact, an expert in Fresno now, we hear.
Yes.
And, you know, you sit down with your clients and figure out what their strategy is, if they're forthcoming with the information that they may not be that forthcoming with.
Right. And as we discussed, it is a changing world. And so you really don't understand what's going to happen in the next 5 years. So implementing a plan is crucial.
Well, change is an interesting topic because really the cost of capital, which happens to be changing right now, is still fairly cheap, but on the rise.
Yes, absolutely. When you can take advantage of some of the financing out there, sub-3, low fours on your interest rate, that's a pretty attractive asset on itself. So if you were to purchase a property, you're borrowing money at about 3.25, 4.25, and the interest rates keep rising, and you want to resell that asset, that too becomes a pretty crucial loan assumption for the new buyer. So say the interest rates come back to 6.5, 6.25, and you are sitting on an assumable loan at 4.25, 3.75, that too is very desirable to acquire.
Yeah, a lot of times it's this game of inches. And if you've got some advantages over your competition, that can make all the difference in the world.
As I'm sure you heard, is you make your money on the purchase. You mm-hmm. buy right, you finance correct, and the market will figure it out itself.
Well, we had you on the show last time. You talked about buying something right. And one of the things you talked about was the fact that in some cases you really need to review what's going on in that complex, because you may buy into a complex that's getting ready to resurface their parking lot, and you're stuck with leasing that property, making your lease or your payments on that thing, while you can't actually accommodate your customers.
Yeah, there really is no perfect answer for everybody. So you, like I said prior, you need to understand your business model, what your expansion plan is. But yeah, you could mitigate a lot of risk by negotiating a proper contract, by completely controlling the asset, whether it's lease or purchase. But you don't really know until you have that one, two, third conversation to really understand. And that's one of our big benefits with McKinney Advisory Group is we don't pass our clients off to local markets. We fly with them. We understand their business model and what is needed for future growth.
Okay, so let's just say we looked at the numbers and it doesn't make sense for me to purchase that commercial real estate. And you just mentioned that if you do purchase them, there are certain traps that people can fall into.
Yes.
What are
if
some
you,
of the
You're saying
lease?
If you do lease?
Well, let's say you do purchase. I mean, the purchase, if you're not reading what you're buying into,
correct,
and you find out that they're going to resurface that parking lot 6 months after you move in, that's a trap. If you're also leasing properties, there are some traps you can fall into as well. Traps I would imagine a guy like you would be able to help us avoid.
Absolutely. It all comes down to thorough underwriting. That is everything. Be very cautious. Have a nice escrow, long escrow, to where you can really understand and be a part of that asset. We suggest, you know, depending on the product, 45, 60-day due diligence period with some type of, you know, 15-day close to get your financing in order. But you want to understand, you're going to be married to this asset for some time, and you want to understand that you're not moving in with deferred maintenance and capital expenditures needed, because those are significant costs.
Marriage, that's a scary word right there. Well, you know, if you're just tuning in right now, we're on the line with Chris Joseph, commercial broker, basically representing the smaller businesses.
Small and big business.
Okay, small and big businesses, mm-hmm, leasing or purchasing commercial real estate with McKinney Advisory Group. His office line is 858-519-3251. If you have any questions about whether or not you should lease or purchase, or what some of the strategies are that he may be able to advise you in terms of avoiding some problems out there, give him a call, 858-519-3251.
We also heard from Sean Walmsted and Alexander Shaloff. They're with Bernstein Global Wealth Management. Sean talked about the six dynamics of wealth management and really focused on tax management and the strategy of implementing tax management every day on a daily basis as opposed to waiting to the end of the year. For more information, the website seanwalmsted.com. That's SEANWAMSTAD.com. SeanWalmsted.com. Gentlemen, I want to thank you both for joining us. Looking forward to having you on again.
Thanks, David. Thanks, Ryan.
Thank you.
Stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Sports Court with Tim Stromble. Thank you. Oh.